What's going on? Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales. We are your hosts,
Chris Moyers
and Dan Stickney. This is a new podcast where we crack open a beer or two and share our listeners' tales and experiences of the supernatural, paranormal, and just plain weird. Plus, we'll feature local folklore, interviews, and our own stories and adventures. So sit back, pour yourself a drink, and dive into the strange with us.
And I know there were, when I was still there towards the end of when I was, you know, we were moving to Houston, I know they kept talking, we're going to open up next week, we're going to open up next week. And it's like, no, you're not.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, because that place was severely neglected as far as maintenance and building codes. And once they shut them down, they wanted them to get back up to, you know, today's standards and have, you know, sprinkler systems and fire alarm, all that stuff.
That's going to take a while.
Oh, yeah. And they had old boiler systems and everything else. So they had to update all of that crap. So, yeah, that place, they might, if somebody kept working on it, they might be able to bring it back. But that, I was surprised when I saw Copley coming back as
apartments. It was full of asbestos and everything, and they had to do.
They got to overhaul that whole fucking place.
Oh, man, that's, but I don't know if you, I actually went on Facebook and looked at, they've got a page that they're doing, what was that called? Bardwell, I think, apartments or residences. So when you look at the apartments, they look really nice, but man, I don't know, that Copley, the old Copley just seems like bad juju, you know?
I don't know if I'd want to live there.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine sleeping there alone. I'm a pussy.
I'd definitely stay there for a night, check it out, you know? But
yeah. I mean, they are, I'm surprised that they haven't gone bankrupt with how much money that they're.
Oh yeah, dude, they've been working on that forever, for like at least 2 years now, it seems like it.
Yeah.
I drive by there a lot.
I have. I'm not really paying attention, apparently, because I haven't noticed anything. I just noticed that the front of it's really fucking, all the windows are busted in. It looks like it's falling down.
They closed down. There was a road that went like sideways right in front of it, and they actually shut that road off. They just put grass.
Is it kind of where it forks a little bit or something? And they got that weird little,
you know, where the church thing, the school is?
Kind of.
And then you take a right, and they just got rid of the whole road. This is it. Yeah.
Maybe the fork I'm talking about, and they just fucking blocked it off.
We had to do the alarm in there for a little while, and then I think they finally disconnected it because the alarm was to make sure that homeless people weren't, well, of course they were, squatting in there. And
probably got annoying.
Oh, yeah. They're not making it any better to be squatting in there.
What they were more worried about was somebody getting hurt in the building, you know, whether part of the building falls on them or whatever. So for a little while there was an alarm system in there, and they always had to send the cops out there to kick the homeless out. And eventually they just said, forget it. And they put up fencing all along.
That's what I was going to say. There was been fencing for a while. I think it's cleared out now because it's pretty close, I think, to getting finished now.
Yeah, it looks, I saw that and I was like, holy cow, I cannot believe that somebody sunk that money into that thing. I don't know how much they're going to charge to rent one of those apartments, but.
Oh yeah. Probably a lot of money.
Yeah, well, hopefully the foundation, everything's still sound, because that would cost so, like lifting it up kind of, or whatever they would do to fix it. So something, there's gotta be some quality to it for them to even put money into it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
It has to be.
I mean, those old buildings, those things are brick shit houses. They're built really solid.
Back in the day when they used to build things.
Nice. Yeah, build things to last. They don't do that shit anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So the the other place that I had a weird encounter.
Is this the one with the Christmas tree on top of it with the star?
Yep.
I think you said, yeah.
I've been in there.
Yeah.
I was drunk at the Paramount Theater and met some girl on the side of the road and brought me to her apartment. She ended up not talking to me. We went to the bar and she stopped speaking to me because I was really drunk. And that didn't end well. But I was in her apartment in there, man. And she did say there was some weird shit going on in there.
Actually, it wasn't I'm sorry. It wasn't that one. It was the one that was next to it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've never been in there.
This is the one with the tree on top of it.
That's the one that people used to jump off of a lot.
It doesn't show the tree because it's there 24/7.
Yeah, I don't know why. Is it just because the lights aren't on or something? I don't know why we don't see it.
Well, because it's 3D.
Yeah. They don't never take it down because, man.
Yeah. But yeah, that place, this place is called Leland Tower.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right.
And that place was well known for having all sorts of weird shit in there. But what I had a weird encounter was over here, right next door.
Okay.
Was that some kind of municipal building or something?
No. So what it was, it was, I don't know if it was apartments or condos. Here's Leland Tower, and then here's the building I'm talking about. And then you got the casino right back here.
Yeah, it looks like an old hotel with that outcropping over the doors.
It does. And I don't remember what it was. I don't know if it was apartments. Yeah, it says apartments.
Yeah, apartments, yeah.
But so what happened was I went here to work on their fire alarm, and you know, it was one of those calls where it was like towards the end of the day, didn't really want to do anything else. So and the call I knew was all it was like low batteries. So you swap the batteries out, you're done. You're in, you're out. But I knew if I finished early, they would give me another call. So I was like, "Ah, screw it! I don't want to do anything," you know. So I went, yeah. How do I extend this job? So I went in there, replaced the batteries, and then I'm just kind of messing around with my phone, and you know, next thing you know, I'm just sitting in the corner. One of the other guys shows up, and you know, he's just we didn't have a whole lot of work to do, so. He stopped by to see what was going on, and we're just kind of both sitting there shooting the shit. We're away from the fire panel area, replaced the batteries. And usually what we did was anytime we worked on the fire alarm, we would take the sirens off. You know, we put the system in test, we take the sirens off, because if we happen to blow the horns on the fire alarm, people will start to, you know, freak out,
yeah.
You know, phone calls. I've had people call 911, you know. It's crazy. So the first thing we do when we show up is we take the sounders off and we do our work. And then when we're done, we put the sounders back on. Panel goes into trouble and stays into trouble until you put the sounders back on. Well, we had sounders off. We had the system in test, so dispatch wasn't going to call. And we're down there just kind of shooting the shit. And then next thing you know, the panel starts going into alarm.
Oh, shit.
And we just looked at each other and we're like, what'd you do?
Yeah, right?
So it says it's up on the, I think it was the 8th floor, which was a top floor. And it said it was an elevator smoke detector. And, you know, these things will false alarm every once in a while. They get a lot of dust buildup in there. And then somebody opens the door and they stir up the dust and it goes into alarm.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking, okay, let's go check it out, because right now nobody's getting dispatched because we have it in test. So dispatch is disregarding the alarm.
Yeah.
And we've got sirens off. So we're like, we better get the fuck up there.
Because no one knows about you and dispatch, right? People in there don't know.
Well, it was just the two of us that were there that knew about that the thing was going into alarm. So I go running up there and I smell, you know, I smell something like burning, and it smells like cardboard. Weird. And I'm like it was wet, like damp cardboard. And I'm like, oh shit, what the hell is this? And And I start hearing like some weird like tapping sound coming from the elevator. And I'm like,
what? It's getting more and more fucked up here.
Yeah. Not good at all. And so I go and I call my buddy. I'm like, hey, get up here. Tell me what you see. And he comes up there and he's like, I don't see nothing, you know, but we should call the fire department. If you smell smoke, let's call the fire department. So they looked around. They didn't see nothing. They, you know, no idea where the hell the smell came from. How it, you know, I saw the smoke detector that it was tripped. And I took it down just to kind of put my mind at ease. I took it down to see, you know, because sometimes you can take them apart, see if there's any dust buildup in there. And I took it apart and I didn't see anything. So put it back together and away we went. And it was just one of those things where it was like, what in the hell?
Maybe it's like some phantom old, maybe some old fire that happened.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. You hear any stories about old fires in there and it's just rehashing?
Right.
Who knows?
I did get stuck in the Wabanzi elevator at one point.
Oh, jeez.
The old Wabanzi. Where was that?
Right around there.
Yeah, so that place I got stuck in one time. I think it was a old JCPenney at one point.
I went to school there. You talk about the renovated Wabanzi that they have like right off Lake Street, or right on Lake Street.
Like right off of Galena.
It's like Lake Street and Stulp or something.
Stulp, that's it. Yeah.
God, but it's by the library a bit.
Went there for a little bit.
Oh, here it is, New York.
Yeah. No, Galena, New York.
No, it's not New York, is it? No,
I can't remember now.
Where the casino is.
It's right on Lake Street and Stulp, I believe. I could be wrong, though. It's by the parking garage of the casino.
Well, there's a parking garage. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Yeah, this place. So you went to school there?
I took a couple of classes there, yeah.
Yeah, it's right across the street from Leland Tower.
Yeah, it's Stulp. It's around there, yeah.
It's right here. Oh, wait, no. This is... What the hell?
That's Paramount.
Yeah, that's Paramount.
You're talking about the big-ass Wabanzi renovated.
I know which one you're talking about.
It is this one.
Is it that?
Unless it's like another little satellite building that I don't know about.
It could be. I don't know.
No, I think it is this one right here. Pretty sure that is it.
They do have a garage, the one I went to.
I just used the fucking casino garage to park in, or I parked by Glasshopper. It's right by Glasshopper.
Yeah, that is old Wabanzi.
So not the new one that we were at then, I'm taking it. Yeah. I didn't even know they had an old Wabanzi.
The new one is over here.
All right, that's what I'm talking. I didn't even know they had an old one there. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so Wabanzi, years ago, I don't know what the hell this is. This looks new.
Love the history lesson.
I think that's that new steakhouse they have over there. Stulp something, what's it called? I think it's on the window. Stulp Island Social, yeah. It's a steakhouse or some kind of restaurant.
Yeah, this is definitely the old Wabanzi. So this used to be, I forget if it's a Sears or JCPenney or Marshall's or something, but it used to be an old department store years ago, and I got stuck in that elevator. That elevator was from the 1950s.
Oh man, I'd be scared of going in there.
Oh my God. So on a Friday night, what had happened was, this is the Wabanzi you're thinking of. This is the new one.
Yeah, the new one. Okay, right. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that back parking area. That's it.
Yeah. So the Wabanzi, the old one, the original, that one they ended up you know, they had schools in there or classes in there for the longest time. Then they shut it down once they put the new one in there. And then next thing you know, I had to go in there for the fire alarm one time, and it was on a Friday. Of course, it was like 4 o'clock quitting time.
Yeah.
And I was going up and down into the basement, you know, I was just going up and down on the stairs because it was a vacant building. Security had to let us in. Security had to let us into the place anytime we needed to do anything. So I went in there and I was just going up and down the stairs, and I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to take the elevator. Well, that was a mistake.
Yeah, seems like it.
So I get in this little tiny ass elevator. You know, you could tell it's old because it can only fit like 3 people in there.
Yeah.
You know, it was really one of those old ones. And the elevator, I was actually on the first floor and I was going into the basement. And I start going down it, and all of a sudden, the thing stops. And I'm like, geez, what's going on here?
What the fuck is this?
And then I'm like, okay, so I'm going to grab my phone. I got no cell signal in there.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you got no signal in there, yeah.
So I'm totally screwed. So I go and I look, and I see the elevator phone, you know, the emergency elevator phone.
Yeah.
The company I worked for, we monitored that. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to have to call.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I was gonna say embarrassing.
I'm sitting there and I'm just debating what I should do, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm between floors. I'm looking up for like hatch. I didn't see a hatch.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, the thing dropped about 2 feet.
Oh my god! Oh, shit in your pants. Yeah. Oh
god. I couldn't even imagine that.
And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, all right, I need out of here. So
I'm calling out.
that elevator phone. And they, you know, dispatch picked up and they go, hey, how can we help you? What's your emergency or whatever? I'm like, oh, hey, this is James. And they're like, oh, we can hear you fine. They're thinking I'm testing it, you know?
Oh. Yeah, I ain't done some shit, buddy.
And I go, no, I'm not testing it. I'm stuck in it. They go, wait,
yeah. Oh man.
And I said, yeah, I'm stuck in this thing. You need to call somebody. And they go, well, hang on a second. Hey. He's just stuck in the elevator. I just hear
having a good old time.
She gets back on the line. She goes, what do you want me to do? And I said, I don't know. Call the damn fire department. Yeah. Get
the fuck?
Keanu Reeves over here now, man. Have you seen Speed? The fuck?
What does she do? She calls campus safety from the new Waubonsie that just opened up. And, you know, all of a sudden the thing starts lowering me down, like slowly. I'm thinking the fire department's there, like letting the hydraulics down, letting me down, whatever it was. I get to the bottom and I was like, oh, thank God. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, what the hell? The doors are not opening. Yeah. So I start banging on the doors. I'm like, hey, let me out. I don't hear nothing. And I'm like, well, shit, I don't know if I'm – because in those elevators, they have pits. They go down about 5 to 7 feet underground.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm like, man, I don't know if I – you know, usually you can't force the doors open from the inside.
Right.
So I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm at the bottom of this elevator or at the basement level. And then all of a sudden, the doors open up. And I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So
yeah, launch through before it falls.
So I get out, and I get up to the street level. And I'm looking around. I'm like, hey, where the hell's the fire department? You know, where's the maintenance dudes? Where the hell is everyone?
Yeah.
Nobody's there. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I go walking outside, and I see freaking Tweedledee and Tweedledum just walking down the road from campus. and they, you know, I said, hey, don't call the fire department. I'm out. And they're like, no, we got to get this guy out of the elevator. He's stuck in the elevator. I go, no, that was me.
Yeah, I got myself out. Thanks for the help, Jagoff.
And he goes, oh, so you were in the elevator? I go, yeah. He goes, how the hell did you get out? I go, I don't know. Fuck if I know.
And he goes, I'm here. Fuck
yeah. Yeah. And he's like, oh, good. Because, you know, we didn't know what to do. And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
There's like two people that don't know how to help you whatsoever. That is, I wouldn't like hearing that.
God. Yeah.
I get the Tweedledee and Tweedledum comment now. Yeah, we know what to do. Oh. I'm going to knock on it and say, are you okay? Like, no, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that place was interesting.
That's the biggest shit show you said so far, man, getting stuck in the elevator. Fuck that. Oh, my
God. Yeah, you do not want to do that, especially on, like, a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done working. You know, if it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm getting paid hourly.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
They're playing fucking Words with Friends or something in there. You get paid. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So the moral of that story is you have no idea what the fuck lowered you, what opened a door, nothing.
I have no idea. You know,
spirit action.
Well, you get, now we got nice spirits for a change. That's the nice change.
No, they got them stuck. They're, okay, we'll let you out.
It was
I could be playing games. Who knows? That's fucking wild.
That's
man.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that
well,
was...
I'm glad you got out safely.
Yeah,
yeah, so am I, you know. I'm probably more glad than you are, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
James, still stuck back in 10 years ago.
Yeah. Don't even know. The phone don't work.
Yeah.
We're rotting in the fucking elevator.
Oh, man.
That's a strange news, by the way, out of China.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to touch on. Some lady got stuck in the elevator, and then they took a Christmas or Chinese Christmas vacation.
Oh, my God.
Which lasts a long time. Yeah. Came back dead.
Oh, Jesus.
So I got to look up the ins and outs of that. We'll put that in strange news.
Wait. Do we need to do the music?
Strange news, strange news.
Hey, I forgot to say that I did want to start off, and I totally screwed up on my part. I want to say long-time listener, first-time caller. So
hey, we appreciate it. First one. Got to give it up for James on that.
Yeah.
And I just say this would probably be our most interesting episode, man. I was engrossed the whole time with all this shit you were sharing with us.
A good history lesson and everything.
Yeah, I had no idea about any of this shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, Aurora. I mean, Aurora's got a lot of history in the place.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I heard people even in Chicago back in the day would come to Aurora to get out of the city to do something like really fun and cool back then, but then... It declined. I guess all the factories and warehouses shut down at some point. It lost its allure. And
it's
now
still a cool ass place.
Well, they're bringing it back now, but back in the 20s, I heard it was a happening place to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly what they were doing, but...
Getting fucked up.
Yeah, I guess.
What's actually really cool is on Facebook, if you ever look at Facebook, there's a page called... Aurora Now and Then.
Huh.
And it actually shows a lot of old pictures versus new pictures, which is really cool.
Aurora, some pictures about like old buildings, what they are now and stuff like that.
Yeah, the old buildings, what they used to look like and what they look like now. They had some guy was doing it where he was just editing. Hang on one second. That Aurora Now and Then is actually pretty neat to check out. But yeah, it's really weird. I've taken pictures from around the city. I don't know where all my pictures are, but I had a bunch of pictures. I mean, there's all sorts of old pictures that are around town.
Like more from when you were doing other jobs in other areas in Aurora, or just personal pictures when you're just touring the area?
Yeah, I mean, you'd see stuff like this from like the 20s and stuff. I think this is Aurora. Hang on a second.
Well, there's also a lot of history at the Roundhouse. I heard they like made a movie about some train heist that occurred at that train station. back a long time ago.
And the roundhouse is supposed to be haunted too.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
They had in October, a tour, a haunted tour that I totally missed.
Yeah, the Rialto in Joliet does that too, I think. You don't know what building this used to be?
Looks like a bank or something.
I believe this is Old Second Bank.
Yeah.
Is that the one right off 25 in Galena?
Must be.
There was some bank over there.
Yeah, I believe that's the... I don't know. Shoot, I think that is the Old Second Bank.
Is that the one on 25? On the right side going away from...
Yeah.
Oswego?
That one.
See what okay. I know that one. That's off Lake Street, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's off of Lake Street, I believe. River Street, I think, is what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the front looks similar. Well, I think that's the front now. Then the side's the old one, I see.
Right, yeah. That's what they do with their pictures is they crop it and show what it looks like versus what it looked like years ago versus what it looks like now.
Is that clock? Okay, that's
the box. Yeah, this is recent one, but that box is from back then. I'm assuming that clock, little whatever the fuck it's called.
Looks old. Yeah, I see that all the time.
Yep. So yeah, we I'm sure I'll find some more pictures of some of the weird places I've been into, but. Yeah, it was an interesting job because, like I said, you're going into all these different places and, you know, you sometimes you're walking into an old abandoned building in Sandwich. One of the places, one of the buildings actually caved in. It was some old, I think from like the 40s or something, and the building caved in.
It wasn't the old library by Arts, was it? Because I heard that basement flooded.
Actually,
something caved in over there.
Arts. They made some sort of, I think they made some sort of like tanks or something.
Huh.
Some sort of manufacturing place. But it was right across the street from Arts Supermarket. Henderson Engineering is what it was called.
Well, I think it was right by that gas station on the side of Arts thing.
Yeah.
One of those. Yeah, that's right on Johnny Street.
They had an old building that was vacant for a while and it was all dilapidated. We had to go in there because the fire alarm started going off. And of course he walked me in there and showed me the fire panel. It was lit up like a Christmas tree. And I said, "So what the hell, man? What happened?" He goes, "Just come here a minute." So he goes, he walks me back there, and sure enough, there's freaking bricks and shit just all piled up on one side of the building because it fell in. It was a two or three story building that just went to rubbles, you know. It just fell down on itself and just turned into a pile full of brick. And yeah, I just looked at him. I'm like, dude, I'm not fixing this today.
Yeah, I'm not going in that. Did they renovate it? Because I was over there just recently. I didn't see anything caved in, really.
Well, that was, you know, that was 10 years ago. I believe they took that building down completely because they were using it for a little while for storage, but then after a little while they stopped using it, which was for good reason because it eventually fell in on itself.
Yeah, it's fucking gone now. Yeah. Ever caves in, what the fuck are you gonna do with it?
right. So, yep. All right, well, I better jump off. I gotta get the kid and some food.
Shit, I was gonna take a piss. All right.
Dude, I think we gotta buy an hour of material.
There's a lot of shit there.
Yeah. We can throw this into two shows, I think.
So, yeah, no, I was telling Dan about the Google Voice. You should get a Google Voice number set up.
And oh, yeah.
Next season.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah. Have people call in. That'd be awesome.
And it makes us a lot easier for us.
it does.
If you call in and you can hook it up to the microphone setup, that would be awesome.
Or even a live call. A live call.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Have them, you know, set it up with them. Say, hey, call in at 7 o'clock on whatever day.
Right. We could do that, too.
And then just And then if they want to call in during the day to leave you a voicemail, you can always put it on, I think there's like a do not disturb feature.
Right.
So when we get more than one or two listeners, then hopefully people will call in. And I'd love to do a live one, see what happens. Yeah. It'd be interesting. I know that.
Next time you got to get, what is that, Billy Bob's meat sticks on there?
Oh, dude. They were just at the flea market. People were selling that shit that me, Brad, and Tina went to.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Tina brought Brad a couple of sticks.
Well, shouldn't he have some from when he was selling that stuff?
I mean, yeah, no one bought it from him. You should have some kind of stock left, you would think. I bought a few. I got some alligator sticks or something.
They're probably yeah. Today's episode is Buffalo Bob's meat sticks.
Yeah. Dude, I saw that shit out in fucking Oregon.
Oh yeah,
on the side road. Like, oh,
it's more popular than I thought it was.
Yeah,
it's crazy. All right, James, thank you very much. Very interesting stories. A lot of shit I didn't know about.
Very awesome.
So, I hope the listeners enjoyed it. It was very
informative.
Informative is very high tech seeming, which is new to us. We can't even get the recorder to work at the fucking time. Right?
It's a little bit of strange mixed in there.
A little bit of strange.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for guesting. Hopefully we'll have you back soon with thanks some so more stories, maybe something out of Texas. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for tuning in. This is James, Dan, and Chris. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Mm-hmm.